It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The new year means the end of the first year for this Democratic Congress. So this morning we're going to ask how their work connects with some voters we've come to know. We took a journey across America 1 year ago. We did it by telephone. Before Congress changed hands, we phoned people all the way along U.S. Highway 50. It runs from California right across to the nation's capital and beyond. 1 year later, we're going to take that journey again. I've got a map of Route 50 in front of me. It is longer than the span of my arms. We've highlighted Route 50 all the way across, and we've called back some of the same people. This highly unscientific survey begins in Rancho Cordova, California, with Gene Fox. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
And I want to remind people that you are a makeup artist, right?
Yes.
And your clients include, well, a rather famous movie star who became a governor.
That's one of them.
And you told us last time that you were a Republican who was feeling Democratic. How are you feeling this time?
More independent, I guess.
Independent? How so?
I'm just looking for somebody that's going to strike a chord with me, and maybe in Ron Paul.
Oh, you're thinking about the presidential campaign.
Yes.
And Ron Paul, who is a Republican but a former Libertarian, he's exciting you with some of the things he's saying.
He seems to make sense. Just wanting to make change, less government.
Less government. Now, you said last time that you were concerned about the government's invasion of privacy. You were telling us a story about a police lockdown because of crime in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Are things happening in your community this time around that concern you?
It's more on the business end this year. Business is really slow.
You're talking about the film industry and so forth.
Right.
So you're a little concerned about the economy. Jerry Church is the next voice as we follow Route 50 across the country through Nevada, through Utah. We end up in La Junta, Colorado.
Yeah, we're on the plains in the southeast corner of Colorado.
And what's the economy like there?
Well, you know, we're a small town of about 10,000, and we fight all the time to maintain. We're agricultural, and we have a couple of livestock auctions that sell a lot of cattle.
So what's on your mind when you think about what's happening in your community? What concerns you, if anything?
Well, we have a problem with the Army. They have a maneuvering area down south of us, and now they want to about quadruple that. And it would really hurt us because it would just take out a lot of really fine ranch people, fine ranch lands.
So the expanding U.S. military is causing some concern there.
It's got them riled up. There's lots of bumper stickers. And our people are not anti-military in any way. They just don't think that's the place to expand.
Are there people in your area who have been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan?
Oh, yeah.
And I believe you told us last time that you were a supporter of the war.
Oh, yes.
And another year of combat has not changed your view.
No, not mine.
Well, let's continue across the country here. We're traversing Route 50 across the United States and talking with a few voters in different places. This map is so long, I've got to slide it here, to reach Flora, Illinois, which is where we have Dave Burt on the line. He's a farmer. Mr. Burt, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Last time we spoke with you, you were in the middle of delivering some wheat, I think, to a grain elevator.
Yep, we were delivering some of our harvested wheat. And we've gotten through harvest this year, and a lot of things have happened in agriculture that relate to a lot of things that affect the entire nation.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you know, we have a big debate over biofuels.
Oh, yeah.
And we discussed that earlier, and we've seen some tremendous increases in farm commodities. And the end result of that has been an increase in the price of food.
Especially corn.
Corn, beans, wheat, all at record highs right now.
Now, we should figure this out. Corn goes up because there's more demand for ethanol. And is the price of everything else going up because people are planting less of everything in order to plant more corn?
Well, you've got an acreage battle between three or four different commodity groups. You need so many acres of soybeans, corn, and wheat for both food and biofuel.
Did you plant more corn this year?
We planted 90% of our farm to corn, which isn't unusual. We're heavy corn growers. Next year, we'll be almost all soybeans. One of the things that's really affecting us is the price of fuel. Diesel fuel, farm diesel fuel, is over $3 a gallon. You're starting to see businesses here really suffer because people are spending so much of their disposable income on fuel, and it's going to get worse.
Back along the line, Jerry Church in Colorado, Gene Fox in California, are you seeing more and more effects from high fuel prices, too?
Certainly. This is Gene. I had agents in Reno and in San Francisco, and I dropped them because of the price of gas.
Reno, what's that drive from Rancho Cordova? A couple of hours?
They're both about 2 hours. I could do it, but it just doesn't become profitable.
How about in Colorado, Mr. Church? I bet there's a lot of wide open spaces, a lot of driving distances where you are.
Yeah, we have to drive at least 60 miles to a bigger city in Pueblo. And yes, people are grumbling, but somehow they seem to find money to do it.
Is it affecting you much?
I'm retired, so I just live with it and listen to everybody complain.
Well, as long as you get where you need to get.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue right along Route 50 now. We're continuing this conversation across the country with voters we spoke with a year ago as the Democratic Congress began. Gene Ackerman is in Milford, Ohio. Welcome to the program again.
Thank you.
And remind us where you work.
We own our own business, which is a retail meat market.
And you told us a year ago you had 2,800 linear feet of meat in the counters.
Well, we've cut that down because of the reason, just the way that some of the other ones are speaking about, is the fuel charge that we get from the purveyors when they deliver.
Do you know how many linear feet you have now?
It's probably between around 15.
You cut it almost in half.
Yeah. Well, see, the cost of the beef that we get in, see, is shipped from out west. And the grain that they have, you know, that is fed to the animals, and then, of course, that's put onto the purveyor, and then he passes it to us. Plus the fuel cost.
The grain cost that we were hearing about from Dave Burt. We got the fuel costs. We got everything happening to you.
Yes, we do. The profits are just not there anymore.
Well, let me just ask if anybody along the line here have a presidential candidate they're excited about.
Yes, Steve?
Yes.
This is Dave. We just don't have anybody that's coming to the front that is in anything except a professional politician. And it seems like all it is a power struggle. And the things that I'm concerned about are energy independence. The illegal immigration thing has really got me upset. Health care costs are just horrible here. I'm starting to really get concerned about this financial crisis in the subprime area. And there doesn't seem to be anybody working on solutions to problems other than trying to pander to different groups for votes.
If we go up and down the line, I hear every single one of you in this highly unscientific survey, every single one of you concerned about the economy. Am I hearing you all correctly?
Yes, in La Junta, Colorado.
And Gene Ackerman, you said yes?
Yes, I did.
And of course, Dave Burt just said yes quite eloquently. Anybody optimistic about anything?
I'm optimistic about 2008.
This is Gene Fox in California speaking.
Yes, I've heard that this is the year of endings. If this is a year of endings, then next year is a year of new beginnings.
Well, all right.
Optimistic.
Gene Fox in California, Jerry Church in Colorado, Dave Burt in Illinois, and Gene Ackerman in Ohio. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you very much.
You.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Talk to you again in another year.
We'll be calling you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's a very quick journey across the country on U.S. Highway 50, and on Monday we're going to start doing this again. We're going to go across the United States and sample public opinion along Interstate 10. From California through Texas, past New Orleans to Florida.